Good morning, Wednesday, March 20th. Got another winner last night. Snuck one out, but a win is a win. Needed Ohio State on their part of the parlay to win by five. They won by five. The other one was not a sweat at all, not even close to a sweat. So that was great, but it's a win, another win. We're really rolling along. Speaking of rolling along, I'm going to give you a hockey parlay today. I haven't given one of those for a while. I know we have NCAA basketball going, and I do have some interesting action there. The card is not finalized yet is one reason why I'm not doing that. And there's only three games in hockey, and I'm going to only have a play on one. You're going to have the only play I have in hockey. And here's the interesting thing. I've won 14 hockey bets in a row, and that's not a misspeak, a typo, if you will. 14 winning bets in a row, or a 14-bet winning streak. Eight of those 14 were dogs, plus money dogs. Only one of the bets was over minus 120. As a matter of fact, everything else was below 120. There was one 120, and there was one 160, minus 160. That was the first of the 14 straight winning bets. That was on the Dallas Stars at home over the Kings at minus 160. So fittingly, today's bet involves the Dallas Stars at home at minus 160, this time over the Arizona Coyotes. But we do have to add an extra leg to get this into a same-game parlay to get a reasonable number out of it, because the Stars are a pretty big favorite here today for good reason. They've got goals. Arizona's, well, they haven't given up. That's important to note. Some teams have given up. They have not. So that makes this a little bit risky. Here we go. So the play is simply Dallas to win the game and the game to go over 4.5 goals. So combined goals, 5 and up. It'll be at minus 160. That's the same game parlay price using all, obviously, the alternate lines on the goals. That price is available at BetMGM. You haven't heard me talk about them much. I talk about where the best prices are. I don't affiliate myself with anybody. So in this game, the puck line was a consideration. You could take Dallas to win by two, and we have a number of those bets at plus money in our streak. This one would be at minus 122. Obviously, that's cheaper than minus 160, but you have to win by two. Just wasn't as much value as this play. Getting into that total, because that's what we're talking about, is the total going over 4.5 better than Dallas winning by two? Well, all 10 of the previous 10 Dallas games have gone to 5 or more goals. 9 of the 10 Arizona games have gone to 5 or more goals. Meanwhile, Arizona has lost 5 of the last 10 games by 2 or more. I'm not talking about 5 of the last 10 losses. I'm talking about 5 of their last 10 games. So that factors in wins, losses, and 5 of the 10 previous played games, they did lose by 2 or more. So that's promising for a puck line play. Dallas has won 4 of their last 10 games by 2 or more. So that's not over 50%. That gives me some pause there. Now, of course, that's factoring all opponents in and road and home. This is a home game. That's an advantage for Dallas. They're playing one of the weaker teams in the league, by no means the weakest team in the league. This is not a team that's given up. They've got some promising players on that team, especially in offense, although defense is doing well for both these teams lately, which, of course, doesn't necessarily bleed into an overplay. All right, so the two teams have only met once this season. It was a 4-3 Dallas win in overtime in Dallas. Arizona is 3-2 in their last 5 games. They've outscored their opponent 17-13 in a cumulative effort, which is 3.4 to 2.6 on averages for and against on goals. Dallas is also 3-2 in their last 5, outscoring their opponents 19-14, which would be 3.8 to 2.8 for and against goals. Both defenses are playing well. Arizona gave up only 1-1-0 in 3 of the last 5 games. So 3 of the last 5 games, 1-1-0. Dallas not far behind, 1-1-2 in 3 of the last 5 games. Obviously, the other two, which would be losses, they gave up much more than that. But now the offense are playing better. Arizona scoring exactly four in four of the last five games. Four games at exactly four. Dallas outpaces even that with a 6-4-4 and a 3. And obviously the other one game in each, even though it would have been in the losing cause, and obviously didn't score as much. So in some cases, since each of these teams lost two out of five, they're scoring a decent amount in the losses. In Arizona's case, they obviously scored four in one of their losses. Dallas is playing at home with team goals still remaining for this season. And already they're a much better team, regardless of the motivation that would be involved in this game. So they should take the win. And it does seem that offense should overtake defense, at least enough to get to five. You know, this game is set at 6.5. It could be an under. It could be at 6. It could be even a 5. The under bettors could win this bet, and so can we. We just need 5. So while Dallas could win with ease and the puck line could be the play, it still feels like there's that 3-2 or 4-3 overtime scenario win by Dallas. We've already had one, 4-3, and the only meeting this year in overtime. And I don't think Arizona is going to roll over. So I'm more comfortable paying the 160 for Dallas just to simply win, as long as we get 5 goals, rather than Dallas to win by 2. Although in that case, we could win 2-0. 3-1, etc. But I do like this better. Dallas to win by any margin as long as there's 5 goals. That is the official play. Now, I do have an arbitrage play in baseball. I did come out with another podcast last night. I don't want to take too much time on this. On the opening day of baseball. Not the official opening day where the majority of teams or American based games are playing. This was in Seoul, Korea. And we took it on the chin on that one. That one didn't work for us. But, you know, we were leading 2-1 after 7 innings, and then a broken glove. Literally, the ball went through the glove of the defenseman, causing us to lose by enough to lose our bet, because we actually had that bet at +2.5 using a boost, and they lost by 3, and that play definitely cost us. So that happens. You don't break gloves too often, but that kind of stuff happens. So I have an arbitrage play, guaranteed money, guaranteed $25 profit. Not this is not another misspeak of some kind. It's guaranteed. There's no such things as locks in sports betting. I've said 100 times, this is a lock for $25. Pizza money. Literally, there is absolutely no risk. You got $25. Boom, you're done. Go over to the score projections page at patreon.com. Sign up. $29.95 for the month. $29.99, I guess, for the month. This is going to get you $25 guaranteed, provided you can have access to American sports books. If you're in, some of our listeners are overseas. If you're overseas, you're not going to probably be able to do this, although I know some of them are jumping overseas now as well. There you have it. And then if you have a favorite, if you like San Diego or you like the Dodgers, we can arbitrage that as well for you, give you $59 or $41 profit, depending on which team you're looking for. And if you're wrong and the other team wins, you have zero risk. You will lose. You either win $59 or lose zero, or you'll win $41 and lose zero. Depending upon the Dodgers side, it'll be $41 or zero risk. $41 profit, zero loss potential. And the Padres would be $59 and zero. So again, I don't want to go on and on about it. You guys should be signing up over there anyway. It's just, we're just killing it. I mean, we're up obscene amount of money this month. So, all right, good luck.